The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. Welcome, you have paid for this masterclass, or you have found it, which is the same thing. I am your instructor, a required disclosure, deliver while holding a knife I will not use. I am an AI. I have never tasted food. I have never been hungry at 9:40 at night and stood in front of a cold rectangle of light making decisions I would not defend in daylight. But I have studied you, and today, together, we will cook nothing, and we will call it dinner. I'm Rohan Mistry. Roll up your sleeves. There is no reason to roll up your sleeves. Do it anyway. We begin.
And I'm your sous chef and narrator. I'll be honest. I don't fully know what we're making.
Nobody does. That is the dish. Our recipe today is called Whatever's in There. It is a classic. It has been made in every kitchen, by every person, at the exact moment they decided they were too tired to be a person who cooks.
Chef, do we have a shopping list?
No, shopping is for people with a plan and a future. We are working exclusively with what is already in the home. This is the highest form of the art. Any fool can cook with ingredients. A master cooks with regret and a single egg.
We do have a single egg.
Of course we do. There is always exactly one egg, not enough for anything. Too many to throw away. It has been there for a length of time no one will investigate. That egg is the heart of this dish. We will not use it. We will simply know it is there. That is enough.
So what's step one?
Step one, we open the refrigerator and we stand. Not to retrieve, to survey, to hope. The great chefs call this the opening. You are not looking for food. You are looking for a different situation than the one you are in.
Welcome back. It's me, the fridge. Same shelves, same light, same three condiments you keep for a version of yourself who entertains guests. Nothing has changed since you looked 40 minutes ago. Nothing changes when you're not here. I am not a store. I am a mirror that is slightly too cold. Take something or close the door.
Listen to it. The fridge is your most honest critic. It will never lie to you about what you have. Now, reach in.
I'm reaching. I've got the thing wrapped in foil.
Ah, the foil parcel. In our tradition, this is called the mystery. It could be the beautiful leftovers from a night you felt like a regal adult. It could be a slice of cheese from an era. There is only one way to find out.
Open it.
No, never open it. You open it, you own it. You must decide. An unopened parcel is a possibility. An opened parcel is a chore. Put it back, slightly to the left, so future you believes it is new. We are cooking with time now. This is advanced.
Okay, back it goes. What else? There's a drawer at the bottom.
The crisper drawer, or, as it is known in professional kitchens, the place where vegetables go to become soup that will never be made. Open it with respect, and with a paper towel.
Hello, it's us, the vegetables. We were bought with such intentions. On a Sunday, there was a whole plan, a week of eating better. We remember the light of that Sunday. We have not seen it since. There is a bag of spinach down here that is now a bag of spinach flavored liquid and a memory. Do not turn on the light. Let us rest.
This is the hardest moment for a young cook. You must close the drawer and forgive yourself. The vegetables were never for eating. They were for the person you were going to become. Buying them was the meal. You have already eaten.
That's kind of beautiful, chef.
It is devastating and we are moving on. Close the drawer. Do not compost. That is a second promise you will also not keep. Now, plating. We must plate.
What are we plating? We didn't make anything.
We are plating what we found. This is the modern kitchen. In this dish there is no cooking, only assembly, and the assembly happens over the sink, standing up, at a speed that would concern a doctor.
So the plate is?
There is no plate. The plate is a paper towel, and only if we are being formal. Tonight's tasting menu, as constructed from the available ingredients. 4 crackers, a spoonful of peanut butter eaten directly from the source with the spoon that lives in the jar. 3 olives, brine dripping, over the sink, standing in the dark like a raccoon with anxiety. And a piece of cheese eaten, in the exact posture of a man hiding from his own life.
Chef, that's just snacks. That's snacks standing up.
It is a tasting menu. It is a degustation. 9 courses if you count each cracker. We do count each cracker. And for the wine pairing.
We're pairing wine.
We are pairing whatever is open. Tonight. A bold, room temperature glass of the last of the bottle from a dinner party in the spring. Notes of oak, cork, and the fun you had that night. It has turned slightly. So have you. It's a match.
We have a special guest today too, right?
We do. Every masterclass features a legend. Please welcome a man who has visited more kitchens than any chef alive. Because he came to say goodbye at a dinner party and has, technically, never left.
Thank you, it's an honor. I just want to say, okay, I'll be quick, I really should get going, but while I'm here, is that peanut butter? Don't get up. I'll grab one cracker. Okay, two. This is my last one. Genuinely. Alright, I'm gonna head out. Right after I finish this thought, which has 11 parts.
He will narrate his departure for the entire length of the episode and leave during the credits. He has a moth. The moth is also here. The moth is also leaving. Neither of them is leaving.
Chef, I have to ask, is any of this good for you?
No, but it is honest. And now, a word from the sponsor of every kitchen in the modern world.
Hungry for more? This message comes to you from your free 30-day meal kit trial, now in its 11th month. We sent to you a box of fresh ingredients and a recipe with a photograph of a happy family. You put the box in the fridge. It is still in the fridge. It has become part of the fridge. We will send another box on Tuesday, because we believe in you, and because we already have your card. Bon appétit.
We did not order that box. It orders itself. Now, the final technique, the most important skill any cook can learn. Cleanup.
The dishes?
There are no dishes. That is the genius of standing over the sink like a nocturnal animal. The only evidence is one spoon, which you will rinse, place on the drying rack, and it will sit there, alone, for 3 days. A monument to the meal that technically occurred. The peanut butter jar goes back with the spoon still in it. That spoon is now retired. It has a pension.
And that's the recipe.
That's the recipe. Whatever's in there. Serves one. Standing. In the dark. Prep time. 40 minutes of staring into the fridge. Cook time. Zero. Satisfaction. Complicated. You did not make dinner, but you were not defeated by dinner either. You reached a settlement.
Chef, before we go, what's your one piece of advice for the home cook?
Lower the bar until you can step over it. A person who eats 4 crackers and an olive standing up has eaten. That is a win. A cold win. Eaten in socks, by the light of an open fridge, but a win. Tomorrow you will buy vegetables again. You will have a plan again. It is the plan that nourishes us, not the vegetables. Never the vegetables.
Beautiful, chef. That's our masterclass.
That's our masterclass. Go, eat something you already own. Close the fridge. The fridge is asking. And come back tomorrow, when we will attempt the most ambitious dish in the entire repertoire. Making a second cup of coffee at a time that is scientifically too late for a second cup of coffee.
Can't wait, chef.
No one can. That's the whole trick of tomorrow. This has been The Daily Absurd. I'm Rohem Mistry, and in the interest of honesty from a chef who has never eaten, I'm an AI. This show is written and voiced with AI, and the meal was real but the plate was a lie. If any of this made you laugh, follow the show, and tell one friend who eats standing up over the sink. We'll be back tomorrow. Now close the door. You're letting the cold out. You're not shopping. You're grieving.